This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 13 people, including 9 Chinese nationals and 2 Pakistani soldiers, were killed after a blast sent a bus plunging into a ravine in a remote region of northern Pakistan on Wednesday. That's according to multiple sources to Reuters. It was not immediately clear whether the blast was the result of a roadside device or something planted inside the bus. The Chinese embassy in Pakistan said in a statement that 9 of its citizens were killed. There has been an indictment of an Iranian intelligence officer and 3 alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network after they were charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York to Iran. The indictment alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure 3 individuals in Canada and a 5th person in the United Kingdom to Iran. Victims were also targeted in the United Arab Emirates. According to authorities, the identities of the alleged victims were not released. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising yet again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That is up from 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University. At the same time, parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance, while the highly contagious mutant version of the coronavirus that was first detected in India is now accounting for an ever larger share of infections. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has been seen leaving the hospital 10 days after undergoing planned surgery to remove half of his colon. Witnesses said a car carrying Francis was seen leaving Rome's Polytechnic Hospital on Wednesday morning. Francis has had half of his colon removed for severe narrowing of his large intestine on July 4th. His first major surgery since he became Pope in 2013. It was a planned procedure scheduled for early July when the Pope's audiences are suspended anyway, and Francis would normally take some time off. The death toll climbed to 72, at least 72, from rioting in South Africa Tuesday, with many people trampled to death during looting at stores. That's according to police, and the military and fired stun grenades and rubber bullets to try to halt the unrest set by the imprisonment of the former president, Jacob Zuma. More than 1,200 people have been arrested in a lawlessness that has raged in poor areas of 2 provinces where a community radio station was ransacked and forced off the air Tuesday, and about COVID-19 vaccination centers were closed, disrupting urgently needed inoculations. The death toll from a fire that swept through a hospital coronavirus ward climbed to at least 92 in Iraq, and according to its state news agency, anguished relatives buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the country's second such disaster in less than 3 months. Health officials said scores of others were injured in the blaze that erupted Monday at Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in Nasiriya. The tragedy casts a spotlight on what many have decried as widespread negligence and mismanagement in Iraq's hospitals after decades of war and sanctions. Australia's largest city will remain in lockdown for at least another 2 weeks due to continuing spread of COVID-19. Sydney's 5 million people will remain locked down until at least July 30th. The president of Guatemala has banned most protests for 2 weeks, arguing that they've been spreading the coronavirus. President Alejandro Giammattei's cabinet approved the decree Tuesday, and it will go into effect Wednesday. Protesters demanded that his resignation in recent weeks, saying the government mismanaged the coronavirus pandemic and botched efforts to get the vaccines. There have been delays in shipments of Russia's Sputnik vaccine, even though Guatemala paid half of it up front. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.